Welcome to your daily devotional. May 16th, How to Avoid Spiritual Shipwreck. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 19. Having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected, concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. The Apostle Paul gives the young pastor, Timothy, various charges and exhortations that he may wage the good warfare. Some folks in the church had become blasphemers and were actually working against the cause of Christ Jesus and his gospel. Here in our text, we have two specific things that, when rejected, cause spiritual shipwreck. They are faith and a good conscience. And both are gifts from God. When they are abused and rejected, bad spiritual consequences are sure to follow. First, the consequences of rejecting faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. If we operate outside of faith, we cannot please God. If we will not come to God through the blood of His cross and in the hope of His resurrection, then we will not be accepted. Many people reject faith because they are looking for some specific earthly payoff of their own imagining. And when they do not get it, they become disillusioned. Faith cannot be seen, but it works unto salvation on the Lord's terms and not our own. Spiritually, with regard to eternal life and spiritual matters, it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Second, the consequences of rejecting a good conscience. The conscience is the gift of God, which gives all men a moral compass, and the good conscience extends to the supernatural aid of God the Holy Spirit for the believer in faith, in addition to what is naturally gifted by God. When the unbeliever sins, God allows consequences to follow and the hope that the unsaved sinner will come to faith and repentance. When the Christian sins, God disciplines his child, hoping that he or she will have a revival of faith, repentance, and restored communion with him. So friends, let us take heed to avoid spiritual shipwreck. Do not join the ranks of the many who had superficial faith and seared consciences, who now lie in torment. Do not be among those Christians like Hymenaeus and Alexander who were once profitable, but blew their testimony. Heed the warning. God loves you too much to allow you to go that road without fair warning.